All right, so today we're diving into something pretty wild. Dannable without exercise.
Yeah, it's definitely a head scratcher at first glance.
Yeah.
Dianable and no exercise doesn't really compute.
Yeah, exactly. Like, isn't the whole point of Dianable to, amplify the effects of working out
Yeah.
to get those gains?
Right, you usually associate it with bodybuilding, serious lifting regimens, that kind of thing. So to think about separating it from that context,
It just seems counterintuitive,
it does. But hey, that's why we're here, right? To dig into the weird and the unexpected.
Absolutely. So where do we even begin with this? I mean, is this even like a real thing? Does it actually work?
Okay, so full disclaimer up front. Dianable is a powerful substance. Serious side effects. It's often heavily regulated for a reason.
Right, yeah, safety first, always.
Absolutely. So using it without proper medical supervision is, out of the question. But putting that aside for a moment, just for the sake of
You
discussion.
just wrap our heads around the concept.
Exactly. The idea of muscle growth without the sweat, the effort. It's tempting, right? Especially in our culture of quick fixes and life hacks.
Totally. Everyone wants the shortcut, the magic bullet.
But here's the thing. Our bodies are incredibly complex systems. They don't just, magically respond to any random input. Muscle growth is typically a response to a very specific stimulus.
Which is.
Exercise. It's like sending a signal. You're telling your body, "Hey, we need more muscle mass here."
So even with Dianable in the picture, there still needs to be that trigger. It's not going to just like materialize muscles out of thin air.
That's right. Now, Dianable can definitely amplify that process. It can boost protein synthesis even in the absence of that exercise stimulus.
Interesting. So there's some potential there.
There is, but the key is it might not be efficient or balanced. It's like think of it like forcing a plant to grow faster with chemicals, without sunlight, without the right
It
nutrients.
gets all spindly and weak.
Yeah. Exactly. So even if you did see, some gains from Dianable alone, you'd be missing out on the whole package deal that comes with exercise.
Right, like the cardiovascular benefits, the bone density, the mental health aspect.
All of that. It's about the big picture, and that brings up another angle to this whole thing too. If you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order Dianable, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website.
Oh, interesting. You can order it online.
So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your own Dianable pills. But like we were saying, it's really important to consider the ethics of all this. Even if this approach were, somewhat effective, what kind of message are we sending about health and fitness?
Right. It's not just about the physical results, it's about the process, the lifestyle.
Exactly. And then there's the potential for misuse, the risks involved. It's a tangled web.
It really is. This whole Dianable without exercise thing,
Yeah.
on the surface it sounds almost too good to be true. But then, you peel back the layers and
And you see the complexity, the science, the ethics.
exactly. It's a lot to unpack.
It is. But that's why we love these deep dives, right? To get past those surface level assumptions.
Absolutely. It's all about informed decision making at the end of the day. And remember, the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.